The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 9, Liberation. Chapter 3, The Marriage of Sukanya and Chaivana Muni. This chapter describes the dynasty of Sarvati, another son of Manu, and also tells about Sukanya and Revati. Devagya Sarati gave instructions about what to do in the ritualistic ceremony observed on the second day of the Yaga of the Angirasas. One day, Sarati, along with his daughter, known as Sukanya, went to the ashram of Chaivana Muni. There, Sukanya saw two glowing substances within a hole of earthworms, and by chance, she pierced those two glowing substances. As soon as she did this, blood began to ooze from that hole. Consequently, King Sarati and his companions suffered from constipation and inability to pass urine. When the king asked why circumstances had suddenly changed, he found that Sukanya was the cause of this misfortune. Then they all offered prayers to Chaivana Muni just to satisfy him according to his own desire, and Devagya Sarati offered his daughter to Chaivana Muni, who was a very old man. When the heavenly physicians of the Ashvini Kumar brothers once visited Chaivana Muni, the Muni requested them to give him back his youth. These two physicians took Chaivana Muni to a particular lake in which they bathed and regained full youth. After this, Sukanya could not distinguish her husband. She then surrendered to the Ashvini Kumaras, who were very satisfied with her chastity and who therefore introduced her again to her husband. Chaivana Muni then engaged King Sarati in performing the Soma Yaga and gave the Ashvini Kumaras the privilege to drink Soma Ras. The King of Heaven, Lord Indra, became very angry at this, but he could do no harm to Sarati. Henceforward, the Ashvini Kumar physicians were able to share in the Soma Ras. Sarati later had three sons named Uttanabari, Anartha, and Burisena. Anartha had one son whose name was Revata. Revata had 100 sons, of whom the eldest was Kakudmi. Kakudmi was advised by Lord Brahma to offer his beautiful daughter Revati to Baladev, who belongs to the Vishnu Tattva category. After doing this, Kakudmi retired from family life and entered the forest of Bhadarak Ashram to execute austerities and penances. Text 1. Sri Shuka Vacha Saryatir Manava Raja Brahmista Sambhavuvaha Yova Angirasam Satre Dvitiyam Ahar Uchivan. Synonyms. Sri Shuka Vacha, Sri Shukadev Goswami said, Sarayati, the king named Sarayati, Manava, the son of Manu, Raja, ruler, Brahmista, complete in awareness of Vedic knowledge, Sambhavuvaha, so he became, one who va either Angirasam of the descendants of Angira, Satre, in the arena of sacrifice, Dityam Aha, the functions of to be performed on the second day, Uchinvan, narrated. Translation. Sri Shukadev Goswami continued, O King, Sarati, another son of Manu, was a ruler completely aware of Vedic knowledge. He gave instructions about the functions for the second day of the Yaga to be performed by the descendants of Angira. Text 2. Sukanya nama tasya shit kanya kamala lokanchana taya sardan vanagato hi agamach chayavanashramam. Synonyms. Sukanya nam by name, tasya, of him, Sarayati, asit, there was, kanya, a daughter, kamala lochana, lotus-eyed, taya sardam, with her, vanagata, having entered the forest, he, indeed, agamat, he went, chayavana ashram, to the ashram cottage of Chaivana Muni. Translation. Sarayati had a beautiful lotus-eyed daughter named Sukanya, with whom he went to the forest to see the ashram of Chaivana Muni. Text Text 3. Sa shaktibi parit vitrita vichinvanti agri panvane valmika randre drishe kadote eva jyotisi. Synonyms. Shakya, or sa, that sakhanya, shaktibi, by her friends, pavitra, surrounded, vichinvanti, collecting agripan, fruits and flowers from the trees, vane, in the forest, valmika randre, in the hole of an earthworm, dadrishe, observed, kadiote, two luminaries, eva, like, jyotisi, two shining things. Translation. While that Shukanya, surrounded by her friends, was collecting various types of fruits from the trees in the forest, she saw within the hole of an earthworm two things glowing like luminaries. Text 4. Te daiva chodita bala jyotisi kantake navai avidyan mugda bhavena shushrava shriktato bahi. Synonyms. Te, these two, Daiva Chodita, as if impelled by providence, Bala, that young daughter, Jyotishi, two glowworms within the hole of the earthworm, Kantakena, with a thorn, va indeed, Avidyat pierced, Mugda Bhavena, as if without knowledge, Shushrava came out, Ashrik, blood, Tata, from there, Bahi, outside. Translation. As if influenced by providence, the girl ignorantly pierced these two glowworms with a thorn, and when they were pierced, blood began to ooze out from them. Text 5. Sakrin mutra niridobut sani kanam chatatkshanat rajarshis tam upalakshya purushan vishmito bhavit. Synonyms. Sakrit, of stool, mutra, and of urine, Niroda, stoppage. Abut, so became Sainikanam, of all the soldiers, Cha, and Tatkshanat, immediately, Rajarshi, the king, Tam Upalakshya, seeing the incident, Purusan, to his men, Vishmita, being surprised, Abravit, began to speak. Translation. Thereupon, all the soldiers of Sharati were immediately obstructed from passing urine and stool. Upon perceiving this, Sharati spoke to his associates in surprise. Text 6. Api abradram na yusmabir bhargavasya vichestitam vyaktam kenapi nas tasya kritam ashramadushanam. Synonyms. Api, alas, abadram, something mischievous, na, among us, yusmabi, by ourselves, bhargavasya, of Chyavanamuni, vichestitam, has been attempted, vyaktam, now it is clear, kenapi, by someone, na, among ourselves, tasya, of him, Chyavanamuni, kritam, has been done, ashramadushanam, pollution of the ashram. Translation. How strange it is that one of us has attempted to do something wrong to Chyavanamuni, the son of Bhrigu. It certainly appears that someone among us has polluted this ashram. Text 7. Sukanya prahapitaram bita kinchit kritam maya dve jodishi ajannantya nirbine kantakenakvai. Synonyms. Sukanya, the girl Sukanya Praha, said pitaram unto her father, Bita, being afraid, kinshit, something, kritam, has been done, maya, by me, dve, two, jyotishi, luminous objects, ajanantya, because of ignorance, nirbine, have been pierced, kantakena, with a thorn, by indeed. Translation. Being very much afraid, the girl, Sukanya, said to her father, I have done something wrong, for I have ignorantly pierced these two luminous substances with a thorn. Text 8. Duhitus tad vacha shrutva sharyatir jatasadvasa munim prasadayam asa vyamikan tarhitam sanai. Synonyms. Dahitu, of his daughter tat vacha, that statement shrutva, after hearing sharyati, king sharyati, jatasadvasa, becoming afraid, munim, unto Chyavanamuni, Prasadayamasa tried to appease Valmika Atarhitam, who was sitting within the hole of the earthworm Shanai gradually. Translation. After hearing this statement by his daughter, King Shariati was very much afraid. In various ways, he tried to appease Charivana Muni, for it was he who sat within the hole of the earthworm. Text 9. Tad abhiprayam agnaya pradat duhitaram mune krichan muktas tamam rantriya puram prayat samanhita. Synonyms. Tat, of Charivana Muni, abhiprayam, the purpose, agnaya, understanding, pradat, delivered, uditaram, his daughter, mune, unto Charivana Muni, krichat, with great difficulty, bukta, released, tam, the muni, amantriya, taking permission, puram, to his own place, pariyat, went away, samahita, being very contemplative. Translation. King Sariyati, being very contemplative and thus understanding Charivana Muni's purpose, gave his daughter in charity to the sage. Thus released from danger with great difficulty, he took permission from Charivana Muni and returned home. Purport. The king, after hearing the statement of his daughter, certainly told the great sage Charivana Muni everything about how his daughter had ignorantly committed such an offense. The Muni, however, inquired from the king whether his daughter was married. In this way, the king, understanding the purpose of the great sage Charivana Muni, tad abdi prayam agnaya, immediately gave the Muni his daughter in charity and escaped the danger of being cursed. Thus, with the permission of the great sage, the king returned home. Text 10. Shukanya Charivanam prapya patim prarama kopanam prinayam asa chitragnya Pramatanu Vritibi. Synonyms. Shukanya, the girl named Shukanya, the daughter of King Sriyati. Chavanam, the great sage Chavana Muni, Prapya, after obtaining Patim as her husband. Paramakopanam, who was always very angry. Priniyamasa, she satisfied him. Chitagnya, understanding the mind of her husband. Apramata Anu Vritibi, by executing services without being bewildered. Translation. Charivana Muni was very irritable, but since Shukanya had gotten him as her husband, she dealt with him carefully according to his mood. Knowing his mood, she performed service to him without being bewildered. Purport. This is an indication of the relationship between husband and wife. A great personality like Charivana Muni has the temperament of always wanting to be in a superior position. Such a person cannot submit to anyone. Therefore, Charivana Muni had an irritable temperament. His wife, Shukanya, could understand this attitude, and under the circumstances, she treated him accordingly. If any wife wants to be happy with her husband, she must try to understand her husband's temperament and please him. This is victory for a woman. Even in the dealings of Lord Krishna with his different queens, it has been seen that although the queens were the daughters of great kings, they placed themselves before Lord Krishna as his maidservants. However great a woman may be, she must place herself before her husband in this way, that is to say, she must be ready to carry out her husband's orders and please him in all circumstances. Then her life will be successful. When the wife becomes as irritable as the husband, their life at home is surely to be disturbed and ultimately completely broken. In the modern day, the wife is never submissive, and therefore home life is broken even by slight incidents. Either the wife or the husband may take advantage of the divorce laws. According to the Vedic law, however, there is no such thing as divorce laws, and a woman must be trained to be submissive to the will of her husband. Westerners contend that this is a slave mentality for the wife, but factually it is not. It is the tactic by which a woman can conquer the heart of her husband, however irritable or cruel he may be. In this case, we clearly see that although Charivana Muni was not young, but indeed old enough to be Shukanya's grandfather, and was also very irritable, Shukanya, the beautiful young daughter of the king, submitted herself to her old husband and tried to please him in all respects. Thus, she was a faithful and chaste wife. Text 11. Kasyachit tvatata kalasya nasa tvab ashramau gato to pujayitva prodvacha vayo me datam ishvaro. synonyms. Kashyachit after some time too, but ata in this way, kalasya, having passed, nasatyo, the two Ashvini Kumars, ashram, that place of Chyavana Muni, agato, reached, tau, unto those two, pujayitva, offering respectful obeisances, Pravacha said, Vaya, youth, may, unto me, datam, please give, Ishvaro, because you two are able to do so. Translation. Thereafter, having passed, the Ashvini Kumar brothers, the heavenly physicians, happened to come to Chyavanamuni's ashram. After offering them respectful obeisances, Chyavanamuni requested them to give him youthful life, for they were able to do so. Purport. The heavenly physicians, like the Ashvini Kumars, could give youthful life even to one who is advanced in age. Indeed, great yogis, by their mystic powers, can even bring a dead body back to life if the structure of the body is in order. We've already discussed this in connection with Bali Maharaja's soldiers and their treatment by Shukracharya. Modern medical science has not yet discovered how to bring a dead body back to life or bring youthful energy to an old body. But from these verses, we can understand that such treatment is possible if one is able to take knowledge from the Vedic information. The Ashvini Kumars were expert in Ayurveda, as well as was Dhanvantari. In every department of medical science, there is a perfection to be achieved, and to achieve it, one must consult the Vedic literature. The highest perfection is to become a devotee of the Lord. To attain this perfection, one must consult Srimad Bhagavatam, which is understood to be the ripe fruit of the Vedic desire tree. Nigama Kalpataror Galitam Phalam. Text 12. Graham Grahisye Somasya Vagne Vam Api Asomapo Kriyatam Me Vayorupam Pramadanam Yad Ipsitam. Synonyms. Graham, a full pot, grihisye, I shall give somasya of somaras, yagne, and sacrifice vam to both of you, api although asomapo, of you two who are not eligible to drink somaras, kriyatam, just execute me, my, vaya, youth, age, young age, rupam, beauty of a young man, pramadanam, of women as a class, yet which is ipsitam, desirable. Translation. Chyavanamuni said, although you are ineligible to drink somaras and sacrifices, I promise to give you a full pot of it. Kindly arrange beauty and youth for me, because they are attractive to young women. Text 13. Badam iti achatur vipram abhinandya bishaktamo nima jatam bhavan asmin rade Siddha Vinirmite. Synonyms. Badam, yes, we shall act, E.T. thus. Uchatu, they both replied, accepting the proposal of Chyavana. Vipram, unto the Brahmana Chyavana Muni, Abhidandya, congratulating him. Bishaktamo, the two great physicians, Ashvini Kumars. Nimajatam, just drive, Bhavan, yourself, Asmin, in this, Hriday, the lake. Siddha Virnirmite, which is especially meant for all kinds of perfection. Translation. The great physicians, Ashvini Kumars, very gladly accepted Chyavana Muni's proposal. Thus, they told the Brahmana, quote, just dive into this lake of successful life, end quote. One who bathes in this lake has his desires fulfilled. Text 14. Ityukto jaraya grasta deho dharmani santata hridayadam pravesito shvibhyam valipalita vigraha. Synonyms. Ityukta, thus being addressed, jaraya, by old age and invalidity, grasta deha, the body being so diseased, dimani santata, whose veins were visible everywhere on the body, hridam, the lake, pravesita, entered, Ashvibhyam, helped by the Ashvini Kumars, Valipalita Vigraha, whose body had loose skin and white hair. Translation. After saying this, the Ashvini Kumars caught hold of Chyavana Muni, who was an old, diseased invalid with loose skin, white hair, and veins visible all over his body. And all three of them entered the lake. Purport. Chyavana Muni was so old that he could not enter the lake alone. Thus, the Ashvini Kumars caught hold of his body, and the three of them entered the lake. Text 15. Purushaschaya uttastur ipivya vanita priya padma shraja kundalinyas tulya rupa suvasasa. Synonyms. Purusha, men, Traya, three, uttastu, arose from the lake. Ipivya, extremely beautiful. Vanita priya, as a man becomes very attractive to women. Padma Shraja, decorated with garlands of lotuses, Kundalina, with earrings, Tulya Rupa, all of them had the same bodily features, Suvasasa, very nicely dressed. Translation. Thereafter, three men with very beautiful bodily features emerged from the lake. They were nicely dressed and decorated with earrings and garlands of lotuses. All of them were of the same standard of beauty. Text 16. Taniriksya varahroha sarupan surya vachasa ajanati patim sadvi ashvino saranam yayo. Synonyms. Tan, unto them, niriksya, after observing, varahroha, that beautiful sukanya, sarupam, all of them equally beautiful, surya vachasa, with bodily effulgence like the effulgence of the sun, ajanati, not knowing Patim, her husband, Sadvi, that chaste woman, Ashvino, unto the Ashvini Kumar's Sharanam shelter, Ayayo, took. Translation. The chaste and very beautiful Shukanya could not distinguish her husband from the two Ashvini Kumars, for they were equally beautiful. Not understanding who her real husband was, she took shelter of the Ashvini Kumars. Purport. Sukanya could have selected any one of them as her husband, for she could not distinguish among them. But because she was chaste, she took shelter of the Ashvini Kumars so that they could inform her who her actual husband was. A chaste woman will never accept any man other than her husband, even if there is someone equally as handsome and qualified. Text 17. Darsha yitva patim tasyai pativ ratena toshito. Rishim amantriya yayatur vimanena trishitapam. Synonyms. Darshi yitva, after showing Patim, her husband, tasyai, unto Sukanya, pativratyena, because of her strong faith in her husband, toshito, being very pleased with her, Rishim, unto Chaivana Muni, amantriya, taking his permission, yayatu, they went away, Vamanena, and taking their own airplane, Trivishtapam, to the heavenly planets. Translation. The Ashvini Kumars were very pleased to see Sukanya's chastity and faithfulness. Thus they showed her Chaivana Muni, her husband, and after taking permission from him, they returned to the heavenly planets in their plane. Text 18. Yakshamano tarsaryatis Chaivana Shraman Namgata Dadarsha Dehitu Parshve Purusham Suryavachasam. Synonyms. Yakshamana, desiring to perform a yajna, atta, thus, Saryati, King Saryati, Chavanasya, of Chavanamuni, ashrama, to the residence, Gata having gone, Dadarsha, he saw, Dahitu, of his daughter, Pashrive, by the side, Purusham, a man, Suryavarchasam, beautiful and effulgent like the sun. Translation, thereafter, King Saryati, desiring to perform a sacrifice, went to the residence of Chaivana Muni. There he saw by the side of his daughter a very beautiful young man, as bright as the sun. Text 19. Raja Dohitaram Praha Kritapada Binandanam Asishas Chaprayunjano Natipriti Manaiva. Synonyms. Raja, the king, Sayati, Dohitaram, unto the daughter, Praha, said, Kritapada Abhidvandanam, who had already finished offering respectful obeisances to her father, Ashisha, blessings upon her, Cha, and Aparyunija Jana, without offering to the daughter, not Ati Priti Mana, very much pleased, Eva, like that. Translation. After receiving obeisances from his daughter, the king, instead of offering blessings to her, appeared very displeased. and spoke as follows. Text 20. Chikir sitam tekim idam patis tvaya pralambito lokal namaskrito muni yat tvam jaragrastam asati asam matam vihaya jaram bhajase mum advagam. Synonyms. Chikir sitam, which you desire to do, te of you, kim adim, what is this, pati, your husband, tvaya, by you, pralambita, has been cheated, loka namaskrita, who is honored by all people, mune, a great sage, yet, because tvam, you, jaragrastam, very old and invalid, asati, O unchaste daughter, asamatam, not very attractive, vihaya, giving up, jaram, paramar, Bajase, you have accepted Amum, this man, Advagam, comparable to a street beggar. Translation, O unchaste girl, what is this that you have desired to do? You've cheated the most respectable husband, who is honored by everyone, for I see that because he was old, diseased, and therefore unattractive, you have left his company to accept as your husband this young man, who appears to be a beggar from the street. Purport. This shows the values of Vedic culture. According to the circumstances, Shukanya had been given a husband who was too old to be compatible with her. Because Chyavana Muni was diseased and very old, he was certainly unfit for the beautiful daughter of King Shariati. Nonetheless, her father expected her to be faithful to her husband. When he suddenly saw that his daughter had been accepted by someone else, even though the man was young and handsome, he immediately chastised her as asati, unchaste, because he assumed that she had accepted another man in the presence of her husband. According to Vedic culture, even if a young woman is given an old husband, she must respectfully serve him. This is chastity. It is not that because she dislikes her husband, she may give him up and accept another. This is against Vedic culture. According to Vedic culture, a woman must accept her husband given to her by her parents and remain chaste and faithful to him. Therefore, King Shariati was surprised to see a young man by the side of Shukanya. Text 21. Katam matis te vegetanyatasatam kula prasute kula dushanam tvidam bibharshi jaram yad apatrapat kulam pitus chabartus chanas yasi adastama. Synonyms. Katam, how matite, your consciousness of agata has gone down anyata, otherwise satam, of the most respectable. Kuta prasute, O my daughter, born in the family. Kula dushanam, who are the degradation of the family, too. But idam, this, bibharshi, you are maintaining jaram, a paramour, yet as it is, apatrapa, without shame, kulam, the dynasty pitu of your father, cha and bartu of your husband, cha and nayasi, you are bringing down ada tama, downward into darkness or hell. Translation. O my daughter, who were born in a respectable family, how have you degraded your consciousness in this way? How is it that you are shamelessly maintaining a paramour? You will thus degrade the dynasties of both your father and your husband to hellish life. Purport. It is quite clear that according to Vedic culture, a woman who accepts a paramour or second husband in the presence of the husband she has married is certainly responsible for the degradation of her family's father's family and the family of her husband. The rules of Vedic culture in this regard are strictly observed in the respectable families of Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas even today. Only the Shudras are degraded in this matter. For a woman of the Brahmana, Kshatriya, or Vaishya class to accept another husband in the presence of the husband she has married, or to file for divorce and accept a boyfriend or paramour, is unacceptable in the Vedic culture. Therefore, King Shariati, who did not know the real facts of Chyavana Muni's transformation, was surprised to see the behavior of his daughter. Text 22. Evam bruvanam pitaram syamamana suchi smrita ucha vacha tatajami mata tavaisha brigu nandana. Synonyms. Evam, in this way, bruvanam, who was talking and chastising her, pitaram, unto her father, syamamana, smiling because she was chaste, suchi smita, laughingly, uvacha replied, tata, O my dear father, jamata, son-in-law Tava Yor Esha, this young man, Bhrigu Nandana, is Chavana Muni and no one else. Translation. Sukanya, however, being very proud of her chastity, smiled upon hearing the rebukes of her father. She smilingly told him, quote, "My dear father, this young man by my side is actually your son-in-law, the great sage Chavana, who was born in the family of Bhrigu." End quote. Purport. Although the father chastised the daughter, assuming that she had accepted another husband, the daughter knew that she was completely honest and chaste, and therefore she was smiling. When she explained that her husband, Chavana Muni, had now been transformed into a young man, she was very proud of her chastity, and thus she smiled as she talked to her with her father. Text 23. Sasamsa pitre tatsarvam vayurupa bilambanam vishmita paramapritas tanayam parishasvishvaje. Synonyms. Sasamsa, she described, pitre, unto her father, tat, that, sarvam, everything, vaya, of the change of age, rupa, and of beauty, abilambanam, how there was an achievement by her husband, vishmita, being surprised, paramaprita, was extremely pleased, tayanam, unto his daughter, parishasvaje, embraced with pleasure. Translation. Thus, Sukanya explained how her husband had received the beautiful body of a young man. When the king heard this, he was very surprised and in great pleasure embraced his beloved daughter. Text 24. Somena yajamyan viram graham somasya chakrahit asoma por api asvinos chavana svena tejasa. Synonyms. Somena, with the somas yajayam, causing to perform the sacrifice, viram, the king, set shariati, graham, the full pot, somasya, of the somaras, cha, also, agrahit, delivered, asomapo, who were not allowed to drink the somaras, api, although ashvino, the two of the ashvini kumars, chavana, chavana muni swena, his own, tejasa, by prowess. Translation. Chavana Muni, by his own prowess, enabled King Sariati to perform the Somajaga. The Muni offered a full pot of Somaras to the Ashvini Kumars, although they were unfit to drink it. Text 25. Hantum tad tam adade vajram sadyo manyur amarsita savajram stambayama sa Bujam Indrasya Bhargava. Synonyms. Huntum, to kill, Chayam hims, Chavana. Adade, Indra took up Vajram, his thunderbolt, Sadhya, immediately. Manu, because of great anger, without consideration, Amarsita, being very much perturbed. Savajram, with the thunderbolt, Stabayam Asha, paralyzed, Bujam, the arm, Indrasya of Indra, Bhargava, Chavana Muni, the descendant of Bhrigu. Translation. King Indra, being perturbed and angry, wanted to kill Chavana Muni, and therefore he impetuously took up his thunderbolt. But Chavana Muni, by his powers, paralyzed Indra's arm that held the thunderbolt. Text 26. Anja Anvajanam stata sarve gaham samasya chasvino Bisajav iti yatpurvam somahutya bahiskrito. Synonyms. Anja anvajanam, with their permission, tata, thereafter, sarve, all the demigods, graham, a full pot, somasya, of somaras, cha, also, ashvino, of the ashvini kumars, bisajo, although only physicians, iti, thus, yat, because, purvam, before this, somahad ahutya, with a share of the somajaga, bahikrito, who had been disallowed or excluded. Translation. Although the Ashvini Kumars were only physicians and were therefore excluded from drinking somaras and sacrifices, the demigods agreed to allow them henceforward to drink it. Text 27. Utana bar hir anarto burisena iti traya Saryater Abhavan Putra, Anartha Drevato Bhavat. Synonyms. Uttanabari, Anartha, Burisena, Iti thus, three, Saryate of King Sarati, Abhavan were begotten Putra sons, Anartha from Anartha, Revata Abhavat was born. Translation. King Saryati begot three sons named Uttanabarhi, Anartha, and Burisena. From Anartha came a son named Revata. Text 28. So Nanta Samudre Nagarim Vinirmaya Kushastalim Astito Bunkta Vishayan Anartadin Anarindama Tasya Putra Satam Jagne Kakudmi Jestam Uttamam. Synonyms. Sa Revata Anta Samudre, in the depths of the ocean, Nagarim, a town, Vinirmaya, after constructing, Kushastalim, named Kushastali, Ashtita, lived there, Ubunkta, enjoyed material happiness, Vishayan, kingdoms, Anartha, Adin, Anartha, and others, Arimdam, O Maharaj Prikshit, Suduber of enemies, Tasya, his Putrasatam, 100 sons, Jajne, were born, Kukudmi Jestam, of whom the eldest was Kakudmi, Uttamam, most powerful and opulent. Translation, O Maharaj Prikshit, subduer of the enemies, this Revata constructed a kingdom known as Kushastali in the depths of the ocean. There he lived and ruled with such tracts of land as Anartha, etc. He had 100 very nice sons, of whom the eldest was Kukudmi. Text 29. Kukudmi Revatim Kanyam Swam Adya Vibhum Gata Putriya Varam Parispastum Brahmalokam Apavritam. Synonyms. Kukudmi, King Kukudmi, Revatim, named Revati, Kanyam, the daughter of Kukudmi, Swam, his own, Adaya, taking Vibhum, before Lord Brahma, Gata, he went, Putriya, of his daughter, Varam, the husband, Pariprastum, to inquire about, Brahmalokam, Brahmaloka, Apivritam, transcendental to the three qualities. Translation. Taking his own daughter, Revati, Kukudmi went to Lord Brahma in Brahmaloka, which is transcendental to the three modes of material nature, and inquired about a husband for her. Purport. It appears that Brahmaloka, the abode of Lord Brahma, is also transcendental above the three modes of material nature. Apavritam. Text 30. Avartamane Gandharve Stito Labda Kshana Kshanam Tad Antad Adyam Anamya Shvadhi Prayam Nyavediyat. Synonyms. Avartamane, of being, because of being engaged, Gandharve, in hearing songs from the Gandharvas, Stita, situated, Alabda Kshana, there was no time to talk, Kshanam, even a moment, Tat Ante, when it ended, Adyam, unto the original teacher of the universe, Lord Brahma, Anamya, after offering obeisances, Sva Adiprayam, his own desire, Nyavedyat, Kukudmi, submitted. Translation. When Kukudmi arrived there, Lord Brahma was engaged in hearing musical performances by the Gandharvas and had not a moment to talk with him. Therefore, Kukudmi waited, and at the end of the musical performances, he offered his obeisances to Lord Brahma and thus submitted his long-standing desire. Text 31. Tachrutva Bhagavan Brahma Prahasya Tam Utvachaha Aho Rajan Nirudaste Kalena Hridi Ye Krita. Synonyms. Tat that Shrutva, hearing Bhagavan, the most powerful Brahma, Lord Brahma, Prahasya, after laughing, Tam unto King Kukudmi, Uvachaha, said, Aho, alas, Rajan, O King, Niruda, all gone, te, all of them, Kalena, by the course of time, Hridi, within the core of the heart, yea, all of them, Krita, who have been decided upon for acceptance as your son-in-law. Translation. After hearing his words, Lord Brahma, who is most powerful, laughed loudly and said to Kukudmi, O King, all of those who you may have desired within the core of your heart to accept as your son-in-law have passed away in the course of time. Text 32. Tat putra potra na prityanam gotrani chana srinmahe kalob biatas trinava chaktur yuga vikalpita. Synonyms. Tat there, putra of the sons, potra of the grandsons, napritanam, and of the descendants, gotrani, the family dynasties, cha also na nat, shinmahe do we hear of, kala time, abhyata has have passed, three, navat, nine, chaturyuga, four yugas, satya, treta, dvapara, and kali, vikalpita, thus measured. Translation, 27 chaturyugas have already passed. Those upon whom you've decided are now gone, and so are their sons, grandsons, and other descendants. You cannot even hear about their names. Purport. During Lord Brahma's day, 14 manas or 1,000 mahayugas pass away. Brahma informed King Kakudmi that 27 mahayugas, each consisting of four periods of Satya, Treta, Dwapara, and Kali, had already passed. All the kings and other great personalities born in those yugas had now departed from memory into obscurity. This is the way of time as it moves through past, present, and future. Text 33. Tadgatra deva devamso baladeva mahabala kanyaratnam idam rajan nararatnaya dehibo. Synonyms. Tat, therefore, gacha yugo, deva deva amsa, whose plenary portion is Lord Vishnu, Baladeva, known as Baladev, Mahabala, the supreme powerful, Kanya Ratnam, your beautiful daughter, Idam, this, Rajan, O King, Nararatnaya, unto the supreme personality of God, who is always youthful, Dehi, just give to him in charity, Bo, O King. Translation, O King, leave here and offer your daughter to Lord Baladev, who is still present. He is most powerful. Indeed, he is the supreme personality of Godhead, whose plenary portion is Lord Vishnu. Your daughter is fit to be given to him in charity. Text 34. Bhuvo Bharavataraya Bhagavan Bhuta Bhavana Avatirno Nijam Sena Punya Shravana Kirtana. Synonyms. Bhuva, of the world, Bara Avataraya, to lessen the burden, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhuta Bhavana, always the well-wisher of all the living entities, Avirtirna, now he has descended, Nija Amsena, with all the paraphernalia that is part of him, Punya Shravana Kirtana, he is simply worshipped by hearing and chanting, by which one becomes purified. Translation, Lord Baladev is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who hears and chants about him is purified. Because he is always the well-wisher of all living entities, he has descended with all his paraphernalia to purify the entire world and lessen its burden. Text 35. Iti adisto bivandiyajam nipasva purnamagata taktam puna punyajana trasad bratribir dikshvavastitai. Synonyms. Iti, thus, Adista, being ordered by Lord Brahma, Abhivandya, after offering obeisances, Ajam, unto Lord Brahma, Nripa, the king, Svapuram, to his own residence, Agata, returned, Tvaktam, which was vacant, Punya, Jana, of higher living entities, Trasat, because of their fear, Batribi, by his brothers, Dikshu, in different directions, Avastitai, who were residing. Translation. Having received this order from Lord Brahma, Kakudmi offered obeisances unto him and returned to his own residence. He then saw that his residence was vacant, having been abandoned by his brothers and other relatives who were living in all directions because of fear of such higher living beings as the Yakshas. Text 36. Sutam Dadvana Vandyangim Balaya Balasaline Badri Akyam Gato Raja Taptum Narayana Shramam. Synonyms. Sutam, his daughter, Datva, after delivering Anavadya Angyam, having a perfect body, Balaya, unto Lord Baladev, Balasaline, unto the most powerful, the supreme powerful, Barari Akyam, named Varikashram, Gata he went, Raja the king, Taptun, to perform austerities, Narayana Ashramanan, to the place of Nara Narayan. Translation, thereafter the king gave his most beautiful daughter in charity to the supremely powerful Baladev, and then retired from worldly life and went to Varikashram to please Nara Narayan. Purport. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 9th canto, 3rd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, The Marriage of Sukanya and Chyavana Muni, end quote.